What has brought you joy this week? What has brought you joy this week? For me, you can probably guess, going up on a mountain, seeing a view emerge, seeing the Waiwaka Ihuel River raging below the swing bridge, racing down the hill from North Egmont at the end of the night and in the fog and trying to stay alive and see the corners before they emerged, before I hit the end of them. That was good fun. That was great. Real sense of joy in that. What about you guys? What's brought joy for you recently? Good to hear some things. There must be some things. Yes.
Yesterday we unexpectedly had no children. And
is that the end of the story? Or?
And, and we took advantage of the good weather and jumped on the scooter, a little 50cc scooter, both awesome. Of us.
Together.
Yeah, and went for a little home.
Awesome.
Lots of joy.
Awesome. That's so cool. There's a hand.
Yesterday I got to go to the aquatic centre and I had lots and lots of fun swimming. And
awesome. Yay for joy. Yay. What's brought joy this week? Must be lots of things. I know I'm making you think and speak, but... Oh, David's got one.
Yesterday I was listening to some live music and I always get joy when the person likes the music that I like, and so I was able to sing along, which is very joyous for me.
That's so cool. And I must say well done to David because he has survived, bought his first board meeting this week, so we'd love having you on that team, David. Well done. Oh, you brought us joy, yeah. And we actually had dinner last night, our board team and spouses, so that was really awesome. That was really lovely. But there was no singing, so it wasn't there that David enjoyed the singing. Unless it was on the way home.
I enjoyed it,
so. Yeah, oh good, yeah. Anyone else?
Mouse. I had a lovely father and son time with my son at the pictures. Just the two of us.
Oh, that's really cool. Can I guess what movie? Dune.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Cool, cool. Sweet. One or two more? What's brought you joy?
A few days ago, we had a peacock turn up in our backyard.
What?
Just visiting.
Oh.
Yeah, it was joyful.
Wow. Wow, that is... I didn't realise that was like a... within the realms of possibility.
The peacock was extremely beautiful.
Oh. Cool. Cool. Oh, did it?
So some people know here that our grandson had surgery. He has a cleft lip and he had surgery on Tuesday. And that's a really tense time when a little four-month-old goes through all that intense sort of 5 hours of surgery. And then you think about the pain afterwards and is he going to drink? You know, he's got to perhaps have venous feeding, but he went more or less straight onto the bottle. Our daughter has sent footage of him gurgling and sort of playing, and this morning we got a bit of video of him in his jolly jumper just jumping up and down, which you can imagine hurts, but he just looks like nothing's happened. So we've been very joyful as we've watched him come through and take the next step on his, on that healing journey for cleft babies is quite a long journey, but we're through that first bit, so very, very thankful and joyful about that.
Yay. Oh, we celebrate that with you guys. Yeah, that's great. Great news. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sure there's lots of other things as well. Thank you, Ezra. Thanks, Rama. I have. Oh, you just might have to wait about that. So yellow, I think, is a great colour for joy, don't you think? It's bright, it's fun, even if the fluoro clothing reminds us of construction sites and security guards, and they're not terribly fun. And so the balloons you received when you came up this morning, they're meant to speak of joy, of good times, of laughter, of positive experiences, you know, of all these good things that are happening, scooter rides and all that sort of stuff. Oh! Oh, joy has popped. Has the joy gone? Where is the joy? Joy's on the floor? Yeah, yeah. What do we do when our joy disappears, though? Often we're expecting to feel happy all the time, as if it's abnormal or as if there's something wrong with us if we're not always feeling happy. Makes me wonder about Jesus. If Jesus is the ultimate human, was his joy balloon ever popped? I didn't mean to do that by the microphone, sorry, it just happened. Did Jesus feel sad? Did Jesus feel flat? Did he feel tired, exhausted, drained? Oh, and the Bible reads stories of him crying over a friend. We see him trying to escape from people he was tired from. We see him not being at his best when he was talking with a woman whose daughter was unwell just north of where he lived. We see him crying again for the people of his city, Jerusalem. Jesus certainly had joy, and Jesus certainly didn't feel amazing and happy all the time. And if Jesus didn't have feelings of happiness all the time, I think we can feel okay about others and feel okay about life and feel okay about ourselves when we're not feeling great. It's normal. It's okay. Last week, Barbara had an awesome message about peace, didn't she? One thing she said was that peace is too often about what is absent, or about absence. Absence of noise, disturbance, stress, fear, trouble, conflict, war, violence. And that God's peace is not the peace of absence, but the peace of presence, God's presence. And I think it's similar with joy. Often we think our joy is popped. If someone is mean to us, we think it's popped. If our hopes are dashed, if we didn't win what we wanted to, if we failed an exam, if we're disappointed. At one level, our joy is affected. And yet at a deeper level, we can still have God's joy, real joy. There's a joy that doesn't pop when things don't work out the way we want them to. God's real true joy is about knowing that no matter what we do, no matter what we've done or what's happened to us, God deeply loves us and we are enfolded in God's loving kindness. And so joy is truly knowing who we are according to who God is and what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. God's joyful presence in our lives, even if we don't feel anything or feel it, it can't be taken away from us. So remember that balloon that I had up there at the beginning, nice and big, representing lots of joy, but then something came along and popped it. Instead of thinking, you know, oh, life sucks or life's too hard or wanting to run and hide or escape into something mindless, we can choose to believe in the goodness and love of God for us no matter what. Did you notice what happened when the balloon popped? It might have happened too fast. Bits went everywhere, yep. Anyone notice anything about the bits? That's right, there was another balloon. One of the bits is actually another balloon. Oh. Not blown up, not popped, but full of potential. And maybe we can think of this as a little bit like God's true joy. Knowing who we are is deeply loved no matter what. This joy is still there when the happiness around us sometimes gets popped. So you've got two balloons. So maybe, you know, either now or during the week, how about you put one inside of the other? It can be done, but I couldn't do it having one slightly blown up. And then you can blow up the outer one. And that can remind us of the untapped joy inside us, no matter how we are feeling at the time. So how do we hold on to joy so that we're not so affected when tough things happen in our lives? How do we hold on to this joy? I think a really helpful thing is to stay in the moment. When we are experiencing joy, to stay in the moment. It's being as fully present as possible when joy is where it's at. Now, I realise this is a full-on parenting brag, but it's going to happen, so you're going to have to bear with me. So on Thursday, Spotswood Primary had their prize giving, and I was there as I was presenting our church's citizenship cup, as I do, or if I'm not there, other people do. So this and one other award for excellence in attitude and effort are the school's top two prizes. And after six kids' names were read out as being nominated for these two prizes, Ezra was awarded this second prize. Yeah. Oh. There we go. Isn't that cool? Yeah. Now, Ezra was obviously really, really stoked about this. He's tried just so hard over the last couple of years at school. And with a little jog to the front and a huge smile, he accepted the cup and prize. And when he sat down, he was seen by a staff member next to him, pumping his fist in joy, like, they came and told me afterwards. The staff member was so delighted to see that he was expressing his joy. He was in the moment of his joy. The slight problem with that was that I was trying to be in the moment too and had to quickly gather my emotional self together to present the next award. But this is Michaela, and she won the Citizenship Cup there. And so that's a special, she gets to wear the korowai, the school korowai, as a sign of mana and honour. At the receiving of her award. Yeah. So it's pretty, I'm going to put my little speech, I'll send that through to you just to say what I said at the presentation. I'll put it in the West Weekly. But being in the moment helps us remember our joyful experiences better. And this gives us more memories of joy stored away. Then when balloons pop, we are more likely to have joy reserves or joy memories to draw on, to help us, to remind us, to give us hope of feeling joy again. And I think that's one thing that really helps build resiliency. So let it out. Be in the moment when you're stoked. Treasure those cuddles with babies. Soak in that view you've worked so hard to get to or that you were driving alongside. Savor those tasty Christmas treats. Absorb those kind words spoken to us. Receive acts of kindness and service as acts of love. In our joy, be in the moment. Brené Brown has some really interesting and helpful things to say about joy. She suggests that too often we are fearful when we start feeling joy because we know the feeling won't last, or we start thinking of horrible stuff to stop us feeling the joy, which is quite ironic, but I think I know what she means. Like, so, for example, when Aaron went out riding around town for a couple of hours yesterday with a friend for the first time, it was a really joyful time for me, seeing him connect with friends and do something healthy, or he does lots of that, and be more independent. But I had to choose to be joyful about that and not sabotage those feelings by dwelling on him getting lost, for example. So it turns out they did get lost. But they were very sensible and just headed downhill until they got back to town and hit the walkway. And Brené Brown encourages people to lean into joy. That's around the whole being present with, being in the moment. Lean into joy. And this is, yeah, so that's what being in the moment is about, leaning into the experiences and the feelings that we have. So, and one thing that we can do if we're not sure about how to be in the moment with joy is to express gratitude, being thankful. Well, here's a bit of something she says. Thanks. So may your balloons be a reminder this week to enjoy your joy. And also that there is a deeper joy that can never be popped. God's loving kindness, which surrounds us all, reminds us that we are loved no matter what, and that gives hope of that of all things being made new. So me anoi tato, let's pray together. God, we thank you for Christmas. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you, God, that you are making all things new, and then that does give us joy, and it does give us hope, and it brings peace in the midst of all the stuff that goes on in the world and in our lives. God, help us to notice our joy. Help us to lean into it. Help us to enjoy our joy and receive that as a gift from you, a gift of being fully alive, a gift of being made in your very likeness. Help us to be in that moment, to trust that that is a good thing, a good gift, and to really appreciate that. Help build us stronger, resilient people, able to keep on going when it's tough, to be able to look back on those joyful times as well. We thank you for the good stuff that we've had over the last few days, and we look forward to joyful times ahead. And maybe if we're struggling to do that, God, that's okay, and help us to be able to talk with you about that and trust that you're present with us in the midst of that. Amen. I